We're a little more than a week away from Selection Sunday. That's when we learn who's going to the big dance, the NCAA Men's Basketball Championship. Michigan Radio Sports commentator John U. Bacon is here. And John, big win on senior night for the Spartans last night, 72-66 over Purdue. You've been saying all along you see them headed toward their 18th straight NCAA tournament.
And they almost certainly are now. They've got one game left, of course, in the Big Ten. Then you've got the Big Ten tournament. Right now, they're in a big logjam of teams tied at 11-6 in the conference, but with various tiebreakers, they're the third seed in the Big Ten tournament, not the NCAA tournament. But they're almost certainly going to make it the tournament, probably as a 10 seed somewhere in there. So not a high seed, not a great Michigan State team, but 18 straight has got to get your attention and your respect. That is hard to do.
And they've had, since you and I talked a couple weeks ago, kind of reviewing the fortunes of Michigan State and Michigan, Michigan State's had some tough losses. Free throw problems?
Free throw problems, which, by the way, will drive a coach crazy.
Yes. Well, we have seen video of Coach Izzo on the sidelines when he is going crazy. You wouldn't want to be on the receiving end of that
No,
scolding.
You wouldn't. And Izzo and Beilein, John Beilein, of course, the coach at Michigan, are temperamentally very different. Izzo on the sidelines never looks happy. You and I have joked about this.
Yes.
you miss a couple free throws down the stretch, you're even unhappier. What's amazing about the free throw is the shot your eighth grade kids take is the same as the high school kids, same as the college kids, same as the NBA guys. That free throw never, ever changes. It is bowling. Same 10 pins, same lane, same distance, all this stuff. And it always amazes me when teams are not good at this. That is one thing. If I was coaching basketball, and trust me, I never will for a lot of good reasons, I would go over that. I swear to God, I'd spend 20 minutes a day on that.
Yeah, there were some pretty tough losses. Speaking of, here's Michigan riddled with injuries, but they really battled hard on Tuesday night on the road against Northwestern. Double overtime and then a tough loss. But gutsy, and I'm wondering, what does it tell you about what we might expect next season?
Next season is what you're talking about if you're a Michigan fan. John Beilein, as we've said, and that was my essay here at Michigan Radio last week, he's an amazing coach and an amazing guy. That is one problem you simply don't have. I recall at some point President Slissel asking one of his trusted lieutenants, how come I'm not getting any emails about basketball? Because, of course, football was on fire all fall, basically. And the answer is very simple, and it's a great line from Carol Hutchins, the softball coach. He said, even in a down year, a good program is a good program. This is undeniably a down year. They're not even 500. They might not even make the National Invitational Tournament, which is the NIT, which is the poor man's NCAA. But the team is playing the game the right way. Everyone's still working hard. You saw the Ohio State game a couple weeks ago, beat a team with really one hand tied behind their back. They had no business beating those guys. Where they shot themselves in the foot was early on. They had diabolically bad losses to the New Jersey Institute of Technology.
I remember that.
I lived in New Jersey for a year. I didn't know the place existed. The gym is like a junior high school gym. Then they lost the next game to EMU, and that back-to-back is kind of a killer right there. But it's been a hard luck season, and wait till next year. You might lose Caris LeVert, the star.
That's what I wondered. Who
to the NBA. He is investigating his possibilities right now.
Let's pivot over for a moment to Coach Jim Harbaugh. We all heard how he, you know, he's come to save the Wolverines, but he winds up coming to the aid of those two drivers involved in that crash on I-94. And I know you were saying he really didn't want a lot of publicity, but it's certainly a big story.
Yeah.
And then we find out in just 2 months that he's been on the job, he has amassed enough Twitter followers to make him second only to Urban Meyer at Ohio State. And there is something to all of this, isn't there, as far as your public image and
there's no question.
The honeymoon period.
And I guarantee you also, most coaches would never do any of this were it not for recruiting. You don't see NFL coaches doing this because they draft players. They pay them. These guys have got to have a presence. Certainly 17-year-old football players are watching Twitter. I obviously follow him. I'm pleased to report he follows me. I'm one of his 70 followers, although I'm sure he's disappointed in what I'm putting out. So not that interesting. But nonetheless, follow me on Twitter, why don't you, with that marketing pitch. What's fascinating about this honeymoon is it's Jim himself recognizes this, but he is trying to avoid the Messiah complex at all turns. They don't want publicity for this. It's pretty hard to avoid. And the joke I put on my Twitter account was reports say that they hid the capes before the media showed up.
Yeah.
I mean, it's getting almost absurd. The two women in question are recovering. It was a serious accident.
Yeah.
And the two women in question had no idea who these guys were.
Which makes it kind of like a little movie episode in a sense. But really, capitalizing on this honeymoon period with all of this is not a bad thing for his future effectiveness.
No question. That's why it's kind of, I think, first class to not mention this, to not seek attention. They sent out a press release through Dave Abeloff. Read the police reports. That's it. So that's to his credit. You could have milked this for recruiting, and he's not.
Michigan Radio Sports commentator John U. Bacon. As always, thanks, John.
Cindy, always a pleasure.